Players on high school tennis teams have usually spent years honing their skills, but at lower income schools, that isn't the case. You're listening to KNKX, and 88.5's Paula Whistle reports on an effort in South Seattle to help level the playing court.
Come on, hustle.
Coach Irvin McQuarrie is running his tennis team through drills. We're inside the Rainier Beach High Gym because it's raining and the courts outside are too wet. All these players come from immigrant families, Laos, Guatemala, Eritrea.
Get that racket back a little quicker.
In most cases, they'd never held a tennis racket till they joined the team. Irvin, who's been volunteering here for 6 years, remembers when he was first coaching. His entire varsity team was made up of freshman girls. In their first match, they got destroyed by one of the Catholic schools. But he says 4 years later...
You know, they were winning matches, they were competitive at the Metro Tournament.
He says he could see how much difference it would make if kids got the chance to play even earlier, before they reached high school. To that end, he's helped start several middle school tennis teams. And this summer, he and other tennis advocates are offering free camps in the neighborhood for kids of all ages.
Give kids an opportunity. They love tennis, to play from elementary age on up to high school, and you know, some of them are good enough, they might have a future in tennis.
Even if that's just a lifelong passion for the game, what Irvin's doing actually harks back to the past. In the 1960s and 70s, a woman who's since passed away named Amy Yee became legendary for running free tennis camps in the city's South End. As a result, the high schools produced strong teams, and a lot of kids went on to play in college. Irvin says there's no reason it can't happen again. He says he believes tennis really is a sport that should be for everyone.
It's unfortunate sometimes that it has that reputation as being kind of a country club sport.
As for why these players at Rainier Beach like the sport, as one girl put it, there's something just really satisfying about hitting a tennis ball with a racket. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where mountains have feelings.
My people, the Lemmies, cast Rainier as the jealous wife of Mount Baker. And often on a clear day or a clear night, the mountain dresses in sparkling white and looks longing at Baker.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.